This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Show. Wow. Coming off another weekend. Boy, I cannot believe that here we are the second week into July. Some strange things are happening in the world, but isn't that the case? And that's what we talk about here on this show, how it affects you and I in our neighborhoods. What is the thing that we're all talking about? Of course, it's always about gas prices. It's always about inflation and what's happening when you go to the supermarket, because I get so many emails from people telling me they're sick of the supply chain woes, because they realize that's a big part of what threatens us as far as our security, economically speaking, and it cuts across all economic backgrounds, for sure. And I can tell that by what you're all telling me. And remember, you can always reach out. We got a mailbag segment coming up this hour. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. So part of what the conversation is about is Shinzo Abe's assassination. We were on the air when this story broke, and I talked about it. I talked about it, that it had happened, and there was chaos, and people were in Japan trying to figure out what caused this. Relatives of Abe's are gathering. That's what's happening now. Traditionally, there's that private wake held before the funeral. The motives of a gunman who assassinated the former Japanese leader, one of the longest prime ministers ever for Japan, and a great ally, as I mentioned on Friday, of the United States, had nothing to do with politics. It had something to do with his mother and a cult she was involved in, and how this misguided young man was blaming the former prime minister for what was happening with her. So Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unscheduled stop to Tokyo to offer solidarity and condolences to the popular, former prime minister, and to the Japanese people. The top diplomat for us rerouted his itinerary, in fact, after a trip to Thailand. And it makes sense, because if you look across world leaders, and if you go back in history and you think about what he meant for the U.S., and again, solidifying a really tight relationship, you look no further than him, because he really, really did everything he could to bend over backwards and work with the United States. So really, really sad to hear about what happened with him. And again, the people in Japan shocked by it, because he was such a popular leader. In fact, he was running, and so he was out there campaigning, and that's when he was vulnerable and was assassinated by a young man who had a misguided reason for going after him. Makes completely no sense, you know, whatsoever. All right, in the meantime, I think part of the other thing that is being talked about a lot now is the pandemic. Is the pandemic over for most of us? I mentioned last week that there's this new variant, the BA5, that is spreading. I'm starting to see more people wear masks here and there. People are talking about testing. People I know are testing positive for COVID and missing events, posting pictures of the positive test that they took from the test that they had at home or grabbed at a drugstore or whatever. So is this another wave? It's kind of unclear as to what we're seeing. There's about 100,000 new cases a day on average. What we do know is that antibodies from vaccines and previous coronavirus infections don't offer a lot of protection against BA5, or limited protection anyway. And, of course, now one of the comments I heard is it's the worst version of the virus that we've seen. So you have now another variant that's being studied and numbers that are rising. And it's like, when are we ever out of this situation when we're saying, we're done, the pandemic is done, that's it, boom. It is just like the crazy Wild West, right? There isn't any particular measures in place, right? People certainly have guards down and others are freaked out about it. And so, like I said, I'm starting to see some masks pop up in different places. And what does the CDC say? They're just saying monitor what's happening in the community. Stay up to date on what's going on. And nearly one third of the population in this country live in counties rated as having high transmission levels. So in the South particularly and in the West. So here we are in the world of recalibrating. We were just recalibrating. You know, and we were talking about a possible or hearing about a possible fall or winter wave, right? And that there could be hospitals, once again, that are flooded with COVID patients. There could be a massive outbreak. Will there be economic disruptions because people would be too sick to work, which we saw before? Gosh, I hope not. Hell no. That's what I say. No, no, we do not want this. We do not want this. I mean, we're pushing against this, right? We don't want this. But look, people are definitely getting infected. The people I know that have been infected have not gotten to the point, they're not saying that they're super sick. They're saying they don't feel great, but it's not awful. Not like the beginning of this thing. Remember, Omicron blew through our population last winter, and now we've got these subvariants in rapid succession. First we heard of BA2, then BA2.12.1, and now BA5, which is identical to another variant, the one before it, BA4. And remember, for anybody that wants to be vaccinated, the vaccines are based on the original strain of the virus that came out of Wuhan, China, late in 2019. So now guess what's happening? The Food and Drug Administration is telling vaccine makers to come up with new formulas to target BA4 and BA5, and that there's these boosters again. Oh, I mean, this is just a cycle that is, I think, just keeps continuing. We're like moving targets, is what it is. And then it's also what you believe, right? And then it's a question of where you are, where you live, who around you has gotten it, who are you exposed to? Are we doing this all over again? I mean, here's an example. Chuck Schumer just tested positive for COVID-19. He's going to work remotely because the Senate reconvenes this week. So there's also politicians that get it, movie stars that get it, people we know that get it, and there's always the announcement when they get it. So we are far from shaking this SOB of a virus. Sad, sad, sad to say. All right, you've just scratched the surface. What else is buzzing across the land? We got that from east to west coming up.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from MyPatriotSupply.com. Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
All right, I said that we were going to go to your thoughts coming up in our next segment. We have the mailbag, and then we close out the show with something fun we do when I bring in technical maestro Jeremy Paulson for Fair or Foul. What is foul and what is fair? Like Pop-Tarts, they're fair. I mean, they're loaded with calories, but they're fair. If you ask me, do you want a plain piece of toast or a Pop-Tart? What do I want? I'm going to say it's very fair that I want a Pop-Tart. Toast is less fattening. And, of course, I'm always, like the rest of you, trying to watch what I'm eating. Sort of, right? Because sometimes we can't help but fold them. And it would be very easy to fold them when it comes to a Pop-Tart. Sometimes you just got to do that stuff. This is something I think that we can all relate to that is scary to all of us. When you hear this crazy story, it pops up all over the place. I remember this popping up in Texas in a place where I had gone and taken my nephew swimming, and it happened like a week afterwards. Well, this time it's in Iowa. A beach in Iowa is closed after a rare life-threatening infection of the brain was confirmed in a visitor who went swimming there. It's Lake of Three Fire State Park in Taylor County, and they had to close it temporarily, and the reason is because they want to be cautious if other people are swimming there, if they're getting exposed to it. It's this free-living, a single-cell free-living amoeba that can cause this life-threatening infection of the brain. And everyone, you'll see this. It'll pop up around the country. Somebody was swimming, a 13-year-old, somebody in their 20s, could be someone older. And it's found in soil and in fresh, warm water, like lakes, rivers, hot springs. And also in really poorly maintained or unchlorinated pools. But really, when you hear of these cases, it's usually related to a lake or one of those other bodies of water. And what happens, it goes through a person's nose, then travels up the brain where it destroys brain tissue. And the infection is not contagious, and
It can't be caused by swallowing the contaminated water. It's just it happens to go up that nasal passage, and it's devastating. And even though it's rare and it's usually fatal, but I mentioned that it happened in Texas in September of 2021. There was a boy in North Texas that died after getting this at a city splash pad. Then there was another boy in Lake Jackson, Texas. He was in a splash fountain where he was playing. And then there was another one in that lake area where I was. And it's just weird. The symptoms, headaches, fever, nausea, blah, 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 all that stuff. Here's like kind of the warning. What I asked a doctor about this, because I thought even though it's very rare, it was popping up all over the place here and there. And, you know, hey, if you're swimming in these places where it's hot and the water is really just, it's just where it's that solid water. There's not a lot of movement. You're jumping into it, that kind of thing. And that's what he described it as to me. It's like, watch what the surroundings are. Even though it's rare, it's what are you jumping into? And, of course, if there's a murky, crappy, crummy pool, don't jump into that. But I guess that's the best way to protect yourself from something that seems so rare, but yet we see it, you know, pop up here and there, and it's just enough to make you think, you know, maybe avoid this particular body of water because of the kind of day it is and the way the water is not really circulating very much. It's just, you know, it's not going anywhere. People will also be talking about airlines. We have that all in common, right? So you wanted to get a cheap flight and you took Spirit Airlines. Well, this particular Spirit Airlines plane that landed at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport from Tampa, Florida, caught on fire on the runway after one of its landing gears overheated. I saw some video of it. It was the craziest thing. Here they are down on the ground and then psh, a fire right on the left side. If you were looking at the plane, head on left side of the plane. And the fire broke out after the brakes in the landing gear ignited. And it happened super early in the morning, right before 9:30. So listen, there were no injuries, but three people were hospitalized after it landed safely. So, you know, what was it, smoke? What was it that made them go to the hospital? But the good news is that got people deplaned, and that was that. And they removed the plane for maintenance. But, boy, you know, you had people that were in a plane. And I guess these were the ones that were hospitalized. You had three people that were injured when a red airplane caught on fire. I remember talking about that when it landed at Miami and caught on fire. The landing gear on the plane also caught on fire when it was landing. So there's a little something to this with the landing gear. Not to plant that in your head when you hear the landing gear go down and you're getting ready to smash on that tarmac. Because now these are just two different incidents where this happened. But wow, if you're looking out of your plane, you know, you're tired because you had to have gotten at that airport early. You're just getting to the destination and you look out the window and suddenly it's on fire. Because here's the thing, right? You don't know where that fire is going. It's like, oh, that's just the gear. They're going to get us off this flight. No problem. You don't know that, right? You don't know. You're just looking at it and then people are talking about it. And then all of a sudden the whole plane's aware of what's happening. And that's, to me, that's when it gets really scary, that the word spreads. Hey, did you know, 15 rows up, guess what happened? Do you hear that bounce when we landed? Here's what happened, right? And then there's this story about American Airlines where passengers were told to get off the plane. That's happened to me before. They had just boarded it. That's happened to me. After a five-hour delay because the crew had to go off duty. So they told the passengers, they were honest. They said they had to leave, that they had timed out. So this flight from Charlotte to Boston had already been delayed by 5 hours. And then, of course, the airline doesn't offer you any compensation. It's just, well, you got to get off the plane. And so usually in some cases, depending on the time of this, which I guess had happened, there was a flight that was coming back from Rome, and there were people that were trying to get back to Boston, and that wasn't the whole plane, but it was some of them, and they had been up for however long they had been up for. So now there's another delay, right? And then the plane was in, another plane that was supposed to reroute some of these people was in a hangar being repaired, and it wasn't ready. And then, of course, by the time it got ready, the crew had timed out again. So that's something to be aware of. Imagine you finally get on your flight. You sit down, you buckle up. Oh, sorry, we got a deplane. The crew has timed out. If just only we were in the air, it would be a wonderful thing. But we're sorry. We have to do this. So summer chaos continues. Thousands of flights have been canceled. The airlines have lost luggage. They're struggling to cope with it. It's not a good thing. I definitely have said this already as somebody who's traveled a lot in the past, and I'm not looking forward to some road trips I have coming up, but with your luggage, if you can take it on the plane, if there's any way you don't have to check it, that's what I would do. And if not, people are saying put an air tag in it so at least you know where it is. And then, of course, the other thing is be prepared to know exactly what your plan B is should you get stuck somewhere. What can you do if you're stranded because the flight doesn't take off and you're on your own? What's your next move? You have to plan your next move. That's what it is. I've said this before. Since COVID, and just right before COVID, right as soon as we went into the pandemic, we live in the world of figure it out. Figure it out. It's not that people aren't helpful. There's wonderful people that are helpful. But you got to figure it out. You got to ask a lot of questions. You got to know who to call. And then if they don't work out, you've got to know who else to call after that. It is absolutely the times that we're in because there's less help. There's help wanted signs all over the place, no matter what it seems business we're talking about, blue collar, white collar. So often what normally we took for granted when you could easily get somebody, when you were in a situation where you felt panicked and you just wanted someone to reassure you that there's, don't worry, it's going to be okay. We're going to get you there. We're going to help you. We want to help you. Now it's, you got to figure this out. Don't rely on someone else to figure it out for you. You, my friends, have to figure it out. All right, coming up, thoughts from many people like Joey, who listens to us in California, who says, Kate, we're on fire again. Bring the hoses. To Angela, who says, too many hot dogs makes for too much heartburn. She was thinking about what happened over the holiday on July 4th. Ooh, I ate one hot dog. Just one.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats are in negotiations looking to bring back a slimmed-down version of President Biden's Build Back Better agenda, with a focus on prescription drug pricing, tax hikes on the wealthy, and climate spending. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News Sunday he thinks President Biden is out of step with the needs of Americans.
You want enough money to be able to fill your tank with gas. You want enough money that you can buy a week's worth of groceries, and you want to have enough money to pay the bills at the end of the month. But Joe Biden's not going there. He's going to higher taxes, more government spending, and attacking American energy.
A wildfire in Yosemite National Park has burned nearly 1,600 acres and remains 0% contained as crews continue to battle the fire. USA Radio News. President Biden is defending his upcoming trip to Saudi Arabia. In an op-ed published in the Washington Post, Biden saying the United States has to engage directly with Saudi Arabia to stay strong and secure. The president set to begin a Middle East trip Wednesday, which will include stops in Israel and the West Bank. An NHL team is being applauded for a recent hire.
The New Jersey Devils have named the first female assistant general manager, making Kate Madigan the sixth woman to hold the title in the NHL. Madigan has called the promotion an exciting opportunity.
It's special. I'm thankful to be a part of it. I'm thankful for it to continue to grow. I think in the past we've seen one-offs here and there, the momentum's going to keep going. So I'm just very happy to be a part of this group and to continue to change the landscape of all sports.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks to all of you. I don't have to dig very far, very long, very hard. I always have a full mailbag. So I mentioned a couple of people at the top and some of the concerns. California on fire. Joey was talking about that. And it's interesting. I just talked to my mentor, a guy named Roger Blamire. He gave me a huge break. I was in television. He gave me my first break in radio that who knew it would become the long time thing that I did. But he was talking about that, and he was talking about being in the desert and having to get away from the heat. But it's not the desert. It's not Palm Springs. It's Yosemite is closed due to wildfires. And what a threat to the sequoia trees. And if you have never seen the sequoia trees, my friends, put this on your list. It is awesome. And it really scares me that, okay, this is, you know, this is a large forest of ancient giant sequoias. And we know that, okay, X amount are going down. How many are surviving? And you got hundreds of people that have been evacuated. More than 500 sequoia trees are threatened by the fires, but no severe damage to the trees yet has been issued. You got about 300 firefighters. They're trying to control the flames. They got 2 water dropping helicopters, an air tanker dumping that flame retardant. They're trying to get this Yosemite thing out and over with. You know, some of these trees are 3,000 years old. We care about life first. We care about people and their property and the people that live up there. But these massive trees are like God's gift. And it is eye-popping candy that you do not want to miss. So it's really sad when you talk about these, you know, historic sequoias.
and the fire is uncontained. So it's a question of what can they do. They even have set up these like sprinklers to sprinkle them, right? The blaze is at about 2,000 something acres, no containment. You got light winds, hot conditions, and U.S. Forest Service people will tell you that's not good. So they turn to portable sprinklers to protect the sequoias. Because, man, this is a big piece of our history, right? If you think about it. And so they're working to try to save them. Whatever it is, the fuel around the base of the trees, they're putting these sprinklers there to change the humidity around the base of the trees. But this is a fire that's been burning since Thursday, and officially they're dubbing it the Washburn Fire. And it has damaged some of the trees, but none of them felled as far as we know. But a unique way to do this, right? I mean, California wildfires have scorched 100 and something like 1.66 million acres this year. And that's this is something we are always talking about. You know, we had the Lake Tahoe Emerald Bay fire. You know, there's other fires that are going on. I have a list as long as my arm of fires in California. I have a lot of friends that live in Northern California, Southern California, and even Central California. So I'm always concerned to see where the fires are popping up. So stay strong, Cali, and those firefighters. Got to give them credit, working as hard as they can to do whatever they can to pump that out. All right, this one is from Jack, and Jack says, Kate, it scares me to death. Every time I turn on the tube, there's some economist trying to analyze inflation, and is it going to be worse in a year, and what should we do, and giving us suggestions on what to do, and it is a really rough time for a lot of people in trying to plan what the future looks like. And, you know, it just seems to me, especially with gasoline, it seems ridiculous the amount that we're paying. I know it's come down a couple of cents and woohoo, we dance around the pump, but it's not that much overall when you think about it and how long before that jumps back up again. And I just don't understand why we're not doing enough to attack this problem. There should be something more that's happening. You know, it's interesting. The pain at the pump is still the pain at the pump. You're right. It's come down, depending on where you are, maybe 10 cents, maybe a little bit more from a week ago. But I filled up, I'll just tell you, man, I filled up, when was it? It was Friday. I filled up Friday, and of course, I'm definitely on E, but I have enough to get to the gas station. And when we fill up, and I have an SUV, one to the penny. I mean, there's like, wasn't over it. It was $100. $100, right? So, yeah, 19 cents, that's good. A little, you know, helping a little bit. So it's better than it could have been. I don't know what it would have been then if you add up the more cents on top of that. But it's still so much higher than it was a year ago. I mean, we're talking about more than $1.50 than a year ago, like $1.66 plus. And boy, if you live in California, speaking of California, $6.14 a gallon in the Bay Area. Now, for my friends in Louisiana, Baton Rouge, $4.19 a gallon. That's regular. That's pretty good, boy. Anybody that's using regular, good for you, because so many of us are not on that regular gas because of what we're driving. And so many people in this country drive SUVs or bigger vehicles that take at least some kind of premium or whatever, and you can't pump your gas tank full of regulars. So I would love to see a breakdown there on what it is in the country, because I've talked to enough car dealers where SUV, used or not or whatever. I mean, mine was a used SUV. But doesn't matter. It's the same gas tank, you know, period. All right, how about this one on the lighter side? This one is from Jay. Kate, I knew you were probably watching this. I was thinking about you. I was watching the Joker dismantle Kyrios in the end for the Wimby title. I'm a huge tennis fan like you. Absolutely. Hoop and football, NFL and college come tops with me, but I like tennis too, I think, because I played. What did you think of that match? I'm almost certain that you watched it. I thought it was pretty interesting to see what happened with Djokovic and how distracting Kyrgios tried to be. But in the end, he did what he had to do, and he won yet another title. Do you think he'll own the record because he's just one behind Rafa Nadal now? You know, that's a great question, because here's the problem. Because of his stance on vaccines, there's countries he can't go into. Don't think he'll be able to go back to the Australian Open. Don't know that for sure yet, but he couldn't this time around. The U.S. Open is probably a no-go. So less major opportunities for him, but he rallied from a set down, and he was perfect in the fourth set tiebreaker, which is what he needed to beat the Australian, and he did. I was watching it. I watched it from end to end, you're right, and he won his 21st Grand Slam title, so pretty big. I think he playing on that grass, there's something about playing on grass, and he was kind of choked up at the end. He spoke longer than I've seen him ever, where he was more loquacious. You know, he had more to say. And he talked about his upbringing. He said, it was always special for me, the one that motivated me, inspired me, he said, Wimbledon, to start playing tennis in a small mountain resort in Serbia where my parents used to run a restaurant. He said he was 4 or 5, and he saw Pete Sampras win his first Wimbledon in 1992. He asked his father and mother to buy him a racket. And his first image was of Wimbledon. Isn't that wild? And Kyrgios, who has this incredible booming serve and a wackadoodle temper, was in control in the first set, won a bunch of points, 81% of his serves, hit 14 winners. But in the second set, he started to unravel a little bit more. He was talking a lot to himself, even got a warning from the chair. He wasn't as wild as I thought he could be. And he does have an incredible game. We'll see if he finds himself back in that situation again. Thanks for asking that question. Obviously paying attention. All right, and then this one is from Hal. And Hal says, oh, here we go again. COVID, COVID, COVID. All these people who are testing positive for COVID and conversations about what's it going to look like in the fall and in the winter again. I saw some quotes from Ben Carson, Kate, over the weekend, where he talked about the potential return of mask mandates and some other rules as more levels of COVID are being reported in some of our cities. And what does the science look like? What does the data look like? And what do lockdowns and mask wearing really do? Look at Florida and South Dakota. So I think we're going to be in for more of some places will go to lockdown modes, maybe. Will we have this problem with schools again? And it's going to be more the ripping apart of the U.S. if these variants continue. Well, I like what you said there at the end. Is it going to be, you think it's going to be more of the ripping apart of the U.S. and it's going to be up to the states. It's going to be up to the counties. It's the same thing that we saw before. If it gets bad, if it's not, oh, these are mild symptoms, hospitalizations aren't up, it's not as serious as it was with the other variants. I mean, that's all, it's a house of cards. We don't know. And we do know that, of course, it's a political hot button, and it has fatigued us. It's fatigued us. It's absolutely changed the way we live. And here it is hanging over our heads once again. 24/7, some of your thoughts on anything, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Hey
guys, why settle for poor quality Pauti Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
And time for our weekly Fair or Foul.
Signal fair after the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Fakes on a fair.
What a hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
All right, this I'd have a definite opinion on this one. So I like breakfast, and I think, Jeremy, you like breakfast too, do you? We welcome Jeremy Paulson to the show.
Yeah, I probably eat too much breakfast.
Yeah, me too. I don't know if it's too much breakfast for me, but I like breakfast. I do. So, OJ, with pulp or no pulp?
I don't mind either way, but I'd prefer probably with pulp. I got that from my grandpa. He loves, like, too much pulp in it. He gets a lot of pulp in his orange juice.
I can't stand any pulp. I would strain every ounce of it out. It is foul, foul, foul. I don't want a bunch of crap floating around in my OJ. I think it ruins it. Blech.
That's how my mom is. So when we go visit, they always have to buy orange juice that doesn't have pulp in it.
No,
I'm just like, why? Just drink the one that has pulp in it. She's like, it's so gross. It tastes like a booger is going down your throat.
I know. Like, I'm with your mom. Get her on the phone right now. She is 100% right. You're wrong. Your grandfather's wrong. Sorry, Grandpa.
Ugh, with a pulp.
You don't want pizzas
like
of real oranges?
No, I don't want them. I'll eat oranges separately. If it's juice, I just want my juice with no pulp in it. I get it, though, because most traditional, really traditional orange juices have pulp in it, because that's what people do. They squeeze it, and then they put the pulp in it.
Yeah.
And then when the company started to make it, they realized there were a lot of people that didn't want pulp, so they made different kinds smartly because they could sell more OJ.
Yeah. I like the pineapple orange juice. That's what I get, pineapple orange juice.
I like pineapple juice. I haven't had that in a long time. You know what? It's kind of like milk. People are in a different way because milk, there's so many varieties. When you go to the store and you look in the milk case, it's 2%. It's whole milk. It's whatever.
Lactate.
No,
it's
yeah. No lactate. Oh. Yeah. Like so many different kinds of milk.
The almond milk. And
yeah. Almond. And you know what? That would be my family. If I went to the store and everybody had to have different milk, they would all. I'd have four different kinds of milk. Nobody would have the same milk. It wouldn't be, if you brought home whole milk, it'd be like, ah, I hate whole milk. But then, you know, I like skim milk. I don't drink any milk except for almond milk. And I put that in my cereal. It would be that. It would be three different kinds of milk. Isn't that funny? Yeah, that's how it is. That's how we are in America. So you'll take this milk and you'll like it.
Yeah, talk about supply lines, but yeah, we have 20 different milks.
Exactly. Yeah, we're picky. We're a picky bunch here. All right, desktop versus laptop.
I mean, they're both good for their own reason. I mean, it's hard to...
But what if you could only have one?
I mean, you would... I don't know. They're both for good reasons. It depends on what you're using that one for. This is a bad question for me.
Bad question. I like that. No, I will not answer this question. Bad question. All right.
Well, if you're talking about mobile and whatnot, of course, you got the laptop. The laptop's better because it's mobile. It's more functional. But... if you're talking about, like, space and if you're using it for gaming or, like, working on files, you know, or, like, video take up a ton of space.
Yeah.
So you want the desktop because you can fit more in it.
You can fit more in it.
You can always add more.
Yeah. It's funny. That's a tough question for me, too, because traveling a lot, speaking, especially before the pandemic when I was traveling a bunch and I was doing the show and speaking, my husband got me an Asus laptop, and he was excited about it because he researched it, got a good deal, whatever. And then I was so reluctant to transfer it over because I had this other laptop that had everything on it. And so he's threatening to take it away from me if I didn't take it on my next trip. So I had no choice, but I had to learn it. But I agree with you on the desktop. I can't, there is no fair or foul on this one for me because of the reasons you just said. I have to have a desktop. I can't just, if I had to, I could live off the laptop,
I love my laptop, but if you're working on like audio files or sound files or video takes up way too much space. Like,
yeah.
Your laptop will be gone within like a month.
Right, it'll burn out. You'll just fry
and you're gonna
it.
Be like, well, you won't fry it. It's just you're going to run out of space.
Yeah, you don't have any space. No question. I think most of the people listening to us, I know people. I know. I don't care if you're in Ottumwa, Iowa, or you're listening to us in Southern California or Texas or Florida or wherever, melatonin versus natural. You know when you can't sleep, you just keep fighting, I'll just go to sleep, I'll go to sleep. Or do you just come up with any way? People tell you take melatonin, take cough syrup, you'll just be knocked out right away. Do you go for the quick fix, like the melatonin, or do you just say, screw it, I'm just going to figure out a way to fall asleep naturally?
I'm actually taking melatonin when I go to bed.
So there you go.
Yeah, I got it from my mom. My mom told me to.
So. Does it work?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, I sleep better, you know. It's just the whole third shift is weird. Like,
it is.
Everyone's
weird.
Running around outside. You got all the sounds. You got, like, people working on stuff. So I was like, I can't get any sleep. She's like, take some melatonin. Like, I'll try it. So I bought a big bottle and... yeah.
And it works. I haven't tried melatonin, but if I had to, I guess I would go in that direction. You're right. It is so strange when you work lopsided hours because no matter what anyone says, and I think people do work all, you know, there's more than 26 million people that work these kinds of hours. But it's still the rest of the world is working on, you know, 9 to 5 or 7 to 5 or whatever. So they're up, and people are blowing the leaves in the neighborhood or at the apartment complex or whatever.
Mowing.
Mowing. It's the worst. When you're trying to sleep, it's mowing. You hear, and you can't go back to sleep. When I lived in apartments, it was terrible. I had the worst time because the Rangers would always be in their long, long games, and I did the Rangers. So by the time I got back home, I would just be like, please, I just want sleep. Please, no mowers. It was awful, awful, awful. Melatonin.
Yeah, you should try melatonin. The only thing that I don't like about it is it says you have to take it an hour before you go to sleep. It's like, who remembers? Take that because I'm going to bed in an hour.
To make you sleepy. That makes sense to catch up with it. Yep. Okay, cheese is a funny thing because people have different kinds of cheeses they like, but good old American cheese versus any other cheese out there. Swiss cheese.
So you're just taking the one versus all of them?
Yeah, because American
who's gonna vote for the one?
Lots of people just eat American cheese. My deli told me it's the most popular cheese. They can't even keep it in stock at Publix.
You're like, American cheese or all this other amazing cheese? No.
Listen, Tommy at the deli told me, American cheese, we can't even keep it in stock. So it's like, because that's what they do. They pre-slice it even. Because there's so many people that want it.
I'll take the artisan cheese. You can have your American cheese.
Artisan cheese.
No, right. Artisan as in all the fancy kinds. Okay, like my favorite, fancy. Smoked Gouda and Pepper Jack. Those are my two favorites.
I like Pepper Jack.
And Smoked Gouda. Smoked Gouda.
It's decent. With crackers, maybe.
Have you had Smoked Gouda?
I have. It's good.
It's so good.
But I think with like crackers or something. It's mostly. American cheese is good for like a cheese sandwich. Cheese and something sandwich or grilled cheese.
Yeah, you can do the same thing with it. You've ever had a pepper jack grilled cheese or a Gouda grilled cheese?
I have not had a pepper jack. No. No. I'll have to try it. I like pepper jack cheese.
I say foul.
Foul. I say foul on all cheese because it's so fattening. By the time you're done eating 15 slices and then you make your sandwich, it's like, wait a second, did I just eat 15,000 calories of cheese? It's like, please, no shortages of cheese. That would be death. That would be the worst.
You know why American cheese is shortage? Because they use it everywhere on everything.
They do. On every sandwich,
every burger,
think about it.
Right.
Burgers, Subways. You go to Subway, what kind of cheese? They have different kinds of cheese, but they're going to have a lot of American cheese. So that's pretty interesting. How about this? This made me think about going to amusement parks because, of course, I'm not too far from Disney. And when I was a kid, this always came into play. If you could pick one, you can only pick one, would you go on the roller coaster or the log flume?
I get nauseous. No roller coasters.
So it had to be the log flume.
Yeah,
But the log flume is like a roller coaster, but you feel like it's not because you're in the log and you're going down where it splashes. But those log
flumes. You don't ever go upside down or anything.
No, you don't go upside down or do any of the weird things. I picked the log flume too. I would say I used to be a roller coaster, but now I don't want to go 10 million G's against my face and be upside down.
I actually have a great story that I could lead into, but we don't have the time.
All right, save that. Put a pin in that. Save that for next time. Save that for next time. Don't get nauseous, America. Go for the log flume. Jeremy and I both agree, and that's where we're finishing, fair or foul. Thanks for listening to our first hour. Make it count, everybody.
Plus, you get a cool off.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.